This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's March 19th, and it was on this date in 2003, President George W. Bush went before the nation.
My fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war. These are opening stages of what will be a broad and concerted campaign. We come to Iraq with respect for its citizens, for their great civilization, and for the religious faiths they practice.
The war started with what was called a shock and awe bombing campaign. The day after the war began, 76% of Americans approved of this military action against Iraq. Some 3 years later, after an intense search, U.S. soldiers discovered Saddam Hussein hiding in a nearly 8-foot hole 9 miles outside of his hometown of Tikrit. He was arrested and a trial began in October 2005 for his crimes against the people and mass killings. He was executed on December 30th, 2006. And in a ceremony held in Baghdad on December 15th, 2011, the war officially ended. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.